only have four numbers, right?
What?
No, you guys did it right. From the other two, I didn't know which one to pick, so I just...
This is really important, because if we can't get this down, the rest of the study is going to be screwed up. So it's really, really important. So let's go over it very carefully. All right?
Let me see what... Because for some reason, both of them had two different numbers.
For my camera?
Yeah.
Is it because that we have two different videos? Or did you guys have the same thing?
Well, I think Angel and I had the same video, and you and Mike had the same video.
Okay. One,
but we had
video?
Different videos. We had it in two.
Okay, so I thought that was what I was wondering, if it possibly the two parts.
But it was just labeled.
No,
like
but
A,
you coded
right,
1194 A and B together. That's what
yeah.
you coded on both.
As a composite 1194.
Yeah.
For some reason, okay, so like Michael sent me MM1194 QSOAR lab 2 lab, child lab 20 something something something.
Is that the date?
Yeah, I don't know where that 20
is. The
20
is the
totally
two,
the
two something the date?
No, because it ended in like a 9.
It's not 219.
And 20.
Right.
Can I see it?
Over 20. Well, it doesn't show it here anymore. Like that, it'll cut off. No, so filing saves as 20, I don't know what.
Yeah,
I just don't know what that number is. That number is what I saved it.
I just want to know like the full 20 number. Like what else?
Are you allowed to use one that you wrote?
Because I found one I tried to
see. Who wrote?
You.
Me?
Yeah, there was one. It says psychoanalytic research process, progress and process, methods of assessing, supervising, competence, and clinical supervision.
I don't know. It had QSORTs in it.
No, I mean, there are thousands of articles with QSORTs in it. Thousands.
Yeah.
We're only looking at CCQ. So, yes, I wrote that article, but it was about a completely different Q sort.
Okay.
And it's about adults, not children.
They didn't say that. They didn't have...
Well, supervisees.
Yeah, well,
not supervising
but it
said,
kids. Like, between... Well, maybe it's not yourself, but there was definitely one between, like, the therapist
what?
And the child.
Sorted your supervisees?
No, no, my like, supervisees Q sorted their patients.
Oh,
yeah!
No, so that doesn't count?
No, it doesn't count because it's not the CCQ. It's a totally different Q sort. There are different kinds of Q sorts. The one that you guys are familiar with is only one type. We're examining personality traits. That Q sort examines psychotherapy process. Totally different. All right? Yes, cross me out. So, problem solved?
I think.
Now, unfortunately, Mike can't make it tonight. So, Naomi, if you're okay, I'll excuse you, and you and Mike find a separate time to meet.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
I don't want to waste your time.
No, I appreciate that. I really do.
But it, you know, it's contingent upon you and Mike finding a common time.
No, I agree with you because we have huge discrepancies. I think, right? Our correlation is very.
Well, neither group's correlations was that hot, but you know, I want to remind
you
that I had predicted this.
No, I remember that too.
I'm not at all surprised.
Yeah.
The problem is that, you know, it's the real sample, so this counts.
Yeah.
What we might do is after you guys talk about your discrepancies,
right.
What I might do is have you switch. So you're coding the ones they did last week, and
I see what you're saying.
So you're blind, and then we can use those codes instead of the ones for this week because they're just really too low. And then, you know, you guys will still be blind, but these two videos get another shot at reliability, so to speak.
Is that what we'll do then for next week?
I it's an open question. I'm talking about it right now.
No,
I'm just thinking off the top of my head.
I think that's a good idea.
The disadvantage is that it puts us behind the eight ball 1 week. Yeah, but if you're not reliable, how's that going to work?
Yeah, we can't do about...
Are you going to do 4 videos a week?
No, I just think we need to do more than one next week.
Yeah, but if you're not reliable on this
one... I
know,
I see the problem.
Okay.
But I also feel the anxiety.
Well, I mean, we can also... Like, Mike and I can get together before, like, maybe sometime tomorrow. And you and Angel talk...
We'll talk tonight.
And in that case, if you guys feel like you see eye to eye in terms of where you were discrepant, and Mike and I can see where, you know, we were off. I remember that talking about the previous girl really helped in developing, like, a sense of who she was and accurately labeling the cards that perhaps we could still do 3. Or at least 2.
I'd feel very uncomfortable doing 3 next week, given the results.
Okay. I see what you're saying. It's just sucks. That's all it is. Yeah.
It does suck. So,
how bad were the correlations?
0.4.
For both.
Yeah, we won them 0.7. So, what should we do? You guys are the coders, so I'm listening to you guys.
Jeff, do you know these sessions that you sent us?
No.
Like, so you wouldn't really be able to be part of those conversations. That's
I can be part of them because I have experience with this kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I know this kid very well.
I really like the
therapist
stuff.
Yeah, oh my God, she's so good.
I think she's so good.
But now... Did you have a man or a woman for a therapist?
A woman.
Okay.
We have the same person, right?
You're the same child.
Same child.
Oh, whoa.
Whoa!
I really like this therapist right now.
There's going to be the same kid with another therapist.
That's what I thought my therapy would be like.
Oh, you didn't like... you're contrasting this female therapist with the female therapist of the other kid.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Sorry.
You only Q-sort the...
Oh, yeah, I know. It's just clinically...
The thing in front of you, right? Thoughts. I'm trying to find... There we go. Now, Anna, which... When was the later... Is that 1:14 p.m.? Well, that's, yeah.
It says revised.
It says revised.
On the subject? On the email.
Oh, this is not it.
And that's not it.
When it says revised, it's right under it.
But I don't see.
No, it, go back. Oh, wait, yeah, that's it. Right?
But there's no attachment.
Go back. And then... Click on QSort Revised SPSS Output.
Oh, this one? Okay. I looked at it, but for some reason I didn't save it. Okay, so... You see, that's... So now me and Mike were 0.41. And Angel and Julie were 0.42. I mean, not much difference. So
I was kind of looking at the numbers. Like, not that we have the same video at all, but like now me and I were consistent.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But it's not the same video, so. Oh,
well, wow. They weren't. But you guys weren't paired up. So.
Exactly. It just happened to be that way.
So here's what. So Nami, you can go whenever you want.
All right. So you'll email me in terms of
what
you'd like,
and we'll figure it out. So then, Angel and Anna.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Angel and Julia. So I would focus on like discrepancies of 3 or more.
Yeah.
Just, you know, eyeballing it actually.
We're pretty good. I looked at them.
Well, how's it possible?
I don't understand.
Here, these two.
There are a few. that are some big ones.
Those two.
But we're pretty good. Look at that.
It well, up until item 31, there are only two that are really outrageous, so. But, you know, get together and. And I'll be around. I want to meet with these guys. So. And Syrah can't make it. Okay. So, come on over. So, you. So now, is it clear?
Yes. Four numbers. Huh? Four numbers.
Four numbers. Right. I don't think it varies. What happens is that each session is going to have more than one video because sessions are so large that are, you know, they take up so much space that the video camera actually automatically cuts off a section after like 20 minutes and then automatically starts up again. So you end up with two or sometimes three videos for one 45 minute session. So this student who worked on this like a couple of years ago labeled these videos with four numbers, but then A, B, and C. But you shouldn't see that. All you need to worry about is the four numbers because these coders are looking at all the videos associated with that particular number. So 1194A and 1194B is the continuation. So watching those two videos and they're queue sorting based on those two videos. I don't think we had that issue for some reason with the practice videos, right? I just gave you one video, and for some reason this video camera cut up the videos, you know, automatically to two or sometimes even three videos. So that's a little bit of confusion, but you shouldn't see that because they know to just give you one cue sort for the one session, not for each video, right? So I didn't know what was going on with those numbers because that they reminded me of the numbers from the practice.
To be the right one, so.
Yeah, so it should only be four numbers. And we open up the file, and you know that's exactly what I would expect, except for this.
Yeah. So that would be.
So see, those are I know what it is now. I think Julia.
Yeah.
Their dates. 2016-0221.
That's what I.
See.
So.
It's like 2016.
Yeah. So I just looked at it very quickly and I thought, oh no, we're coding practice videos, you know, because that reminded me of a practice video, but. What you need to do is label this. Right, so I'm going to do that right now. Now, you might not even have known the real code number.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did? Okay.
For some reason, both had not for label. Remember you said that I could put anything in label?
Yeah.
I had 1194 under label for both of them. Uh-huh. And I had for each of them number one so that I knew it was their first video.
Yeah.
And then when
no,
I
this,
correlated
the rest
it,
of it's fine. The rest of this is
yeah,
fine.
But when I correlated it, 1194 came up as their name. So you know where it says.
No, I know. And so did you check this out and make sure that
Right.
So you go into edit? Options. And so here is where. Right. So I think whatever machine you're using, it's not yours, right? You're probably in the library.
Oh, you're right.
They probably clicked on display labels.
Yeah. rather than display
labels. Right, so when you click on display labels, when you run an output, what it's going to show is
the labels.
Right. And that's not what you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So make sure that display names is checked.
Mm-hmm.
And then click on apply. Okay. And then click on okay. And so then when you run like a correlation.
Because before was the labels that were shown, not the names.
See, then.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you got to do. You wouldn't have known that. I didn't teach you that, and I didn't even think that that would be a problem. But I think the default on SPSS is showing variable labels.
Okay. Yeah.
And so every time you use a machine that's not yours,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have to go into Edit, Options, mm-hmm. and then Perfect. Pick on... Name pick names rather than labels,
mm-hmm.
and then it'll show up like this.
Okay.
All right. Now, what did you find it easy, difficult?
No, it was really easy.
It was.
Sorry. Yeah.
How much time did it take you?
Not very long. I mean, despite the whole having to like fix things and correct my errors and figure other things out, I mean that took kind of an hour. But I think when I get the hang of it, it'll get a lot quicker.
Okay. So, but you know, in the future, maybe not next week, but in future weeks, you're going to be doing three each.
Yeah,
so it's six
mm-hmm.
total. So it'd be actually 12 Q sorts.
Yeah.
So it's 12. You're going to be copying and pasting mm-hmm. 12 of them.
And it all goes under that one file?
It goes all in one file.
So that one. So I'm sending one correlation to all four of them. I remember you mentioning splitting emails.
I know, and I thought that just makes more work for you. Why not just put it all in one PDF, and then you send it to both of them, and they'll know.
So then they'll also get Nami, Michaels, and Michael. Also
yeah.
Get
it's okay. I don't think.
I mean, I could split it. It doesn't matter.
No, I actually thought it might be easier for you, and they know that they'll disregard
yeah, they'll
the correlations that aren't theirs, and they'll just pay attention to their own.
Okay, so everything will be saved under that.
Yeah, and everything, all the distributions go in one data file. So you're just going to keep...
Is it when I put in the new ones, is it going to come up with the old ones also? Or? No.
What do you mean?
Like, okay, so if I... Can I go to data view?
Yeah.
All right. Am I putting there...
So you're putting the next one goes here.
Yeah.
In here, and it just keeps going to infinity.
It's gonna forget about the previous ones.
No, you. That's still they're gonna be there, but when you go into correlate, you pick the ones you want to correlate.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So see, there I had four options, and I picked these
okay.
two.
That makes sense.
All right.
Yeah.
And then I click OK, and it runs.
Yeah.
And then I go back.
I thought that you were
so let's say you have 12 new. Q sorts.
Yeah, you pick the 12.
You. Yeah, I mean you. They'll send the 12 to you. You put them in here. You enter them, and then you pick which two you've got to correlate. So you're going to correlate. You're going to have six correlations going.
Mm-hmm.
So here I already ran one. I'm going to run the other one.
You put those back.
So I'm going to put these back. And then I'm going to select. See? And then click on OK. And then so here in the output, we have Mike's and Naomi's, and then Julia's and Angel's right there. It'll be on one output, and then you save the output as a PDF. I taught you to do that last week, and you did it right. And so the rest is the same.
The second one, the first one, you say the no words. And I was like, this looks really wrong. And then I realized
also,
that I had to
like
save it on the TV.
Yeah.
Like, really, like, talk about anything difficult.
So,
all right.
I mean, like,
we're good.
I'd be willing to
so, actually, this doesn't take too long. I mean, if you want to help us out with this as well.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how much time you have. How much work study
yeah,
how much work study money do you have left?
I think I'm all done.
You're done?
Yeah. Actually, I think that this... coming week
there, I think there's a letter that explains how much time you left.
Yeah, I took it. And
oh, you got it. Okay.
Yeah, it was like a big mix of some financial agents to talk to them. And
thoughts.
They told me how I could get more money and like what I had to do. And so I went And I did that, but they hadn't responded to me yet.
Right.
And so I don't know if they added more money or not.
I would keep on them.
Yeah.
Just keep after them.
My sister ran out of money, actually. Because she works in the summer here. And they are not supposed to charge her on the work study, but they did. And so, like, out of nowhere, her money ran out. And she was responsible financially. They were like, well, you can't take more money because your sister took more money. So I guess they did. It's like a big confusion, but... They were telling her that she shouldn't take more money out because I already took it.
Well, they're treating you as if you're one person.
Yeah, well, the money comes out of, like, something that they saw on her ass. So, it's confusing, but her and I. So she's not working anymore because of me.
Yeah, I really have to. Like, I can't see it.
It's effed up.
No, she's fine.
She's okay?
I'll give her money.
Was he even sure?
She should be here.
I buy her lunch every single day.
Oh, wow.
None of this.
I mean, that's what you get for taking a job.
Wow. That's rough.
It's weird, though, because I worked with the same summer program with her. And they didn't put it in the works and they did it as a job.
It sounds like they didn't.
Yeah, they did. And then they ended up paying her less. Yeah. They ended up charging her like $8 something instead of $10. So they reimbursed her all the work.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, consultation. All right, so you guys talk amongst yourselves about what you guys found this past week as far as lit review stuff. Sirat found an article that's good.
And it will help me
so,
in the future.
We can't agree on the first one.
okay. Well, this summer, I was looking at Q technique
required
to be a child. Should I decide? I just like.
Oh, that was going right down the block.
Yeah.
I was actually looking at this one last year.
Oh, yeah, I missed it. We were just scrolling behind.
Yeah.
So that's the first. Okay, so.
Alright, so the item is 10 key shots, feelings, or profits to sell.
Right.
And I rated it 3 because I thought this child,
like, translate them,
like,
the narrative for some reason
was doing. He basically
but
was
they
like,
are. Like,
these are all my thoughts. He was like, this is Percy, this is
do you know
Thomas.
Were those his thoughts? Or
is his child?
I thought he was like, these ones are brothers, and this one is old and doesn't want to see. That's what
I
assumed, and he was sharing the products of his drawings. He wanted to show her.
Mm-hmm.
Your
turn.
I'll put it
high. I found this one on the LA database.
Did he share?
This one's really long.
These
are the ones I found on Google Scholar.
What about his thoughts for his
products?
That's what
we're
talking about. I mean, his understanding is like he didn't share
in
play with her, and I just don't think that
is
captured.
This one is.
No, play. You don't have play to.
Look into it and
so
see what type of patients, if they're adults or children.
Train, he was playing house, where he was in
and he showed her his drawing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's showing her
and
what
he's not
drawing.
Keeping it to himself.
Okay, so that's because I'm wrong then. She's right.
Well, it's,
I mean,
I don't know. No, I mean,
think it'll make it belongs to the middle pile.
That's what
I think it has to go either. Where I'm at or where she's at. It has to be because I don't think it's in the middle. I think it's one of those top or least. 25. You know, that you really.
I mean, like, I really thought it was one of the least 25.
Exactly. So it has to be but, one of the, and I really thought it was one of the top 25. So you really can't be in the middle because it just has to do with us understanding what.
There was this one.
Okay, well, if that's the case, then I would agree with you that he does need to be one or the other.
Exactly. But, like I said,
if he's sharing his drawing with her, it can, it also depends on how important or characteristic that is of the session. He's constantly showing her, and I would agree with
you.
If he might show her once, and he's
drawing
her drawing.
I don't know,
I just thought
he
would
hate
some cool.
This one's about the author.
That sounds more like a characteristic of the session.
Yeah, it was.
No, I agree with you, the feelings part. Yeah.
Definitely the feelings.
Okay,
but I also
it
don't
says,
think,
see, now it said,
because, like, it's
not. It said, and,
what was the self before
then,
they use?
That's the problem, but it says,
which
or,
so
he doesn't have to share his feelings.
Which obviously is
so,
not yours.
So when
you say share thoughts and products,
you say thoughts, you mean, like, what he's thinking or what he's
yeah,
thinking
what he's
about
thinking.
Doing, whatever he's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but So,
how
would you guys find, if anything?
Sirach
found one that's relevant.
Okay,
she sent, she emailed me. Hers was.
You put it middle, and I put it very uncharacteristic.
This is 1980. It's old, though. That's the problem. 1980.
Oh, I have that one, I think.
You have
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's what I got.
Okay. Continuity and transformation, the psychological meaning of categorization, Brett.
Yeah.
Now,
I
don't
know
what these guys,
that.
These two are the ones
those
who
are the
know.
OG guys, right?
Like, that's not
huh?
Him,
those
yeah.
are the original.
So, like,
yeah, these,
yeah,
these guys actually created the instrument.
Not really. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to put it in the middle.
The only thing... I like totally, I totally agree with that.
I just don't know what... I didn't, like, reading it, I didn't understand.
You didn't understand.
Well,
the
some of the abstracts are a little.
Yeah, some of these are really vague.
Like
it's
to
like
do,
self report measure, blah blah blah.
He wasn't
like,
trying
self report measure
to sort of manipulate
like,
her.
Sort
and I thought that like
what
he could have tried to manipulate her to.
So
he might.
Or does he even tell you what Q sort of is?
Yeah, and after a certain point, I typed in
14
yeah,
Q-sorts
right.
of self
I just feel like we could
they're in
at
Adelphi. I feel like we should go there and complain.
I mean, I'm not...
So Adelphi.
Cool
guys, let's
pick
up
that here.
Let's
yeah,
pick up the slack.
First of all, I haven't seen
people... Like, I did
right.
it. First,
oh.
I would do, like, California Q-sort.
You said...
Yeah.
Stuff
so nothing came up when you put in all three of those keywords.
I thought it was actually
the
one that
five.
You showed just now.
Like, I thought it was really market how.
And then I went on Google Scholar.
So where's
but
the rest of this?
Oh, it's on the page.
Okay.
Cooperative the whole time. And I just thought it was pretty, like, I don't know. I mean, I can move it up. I would move it up. And you would move down to the floor.
And like he had, to put, I think if I was to put it in one, I would have to see convincing evidence. Like two or three things, I was like, wow, you may have the chance and you did it. But three, four, five, that's the best range that
I would have. I mean, I think this one, even though they don't mention CCQ, it might not be the CCQ. I think it's relevant because they're asking questions about personality of the patient, and you know that's what we're doing. We're looking at personalities of child patients, and they use a Q sort technique anyway. So, but do you know where that was published?
if you look at the ones that we had, probably have some of them.
Because I like to get the article.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? That's really
The ones with the authors I found on the LIU database. The ones without the authors I found on Google Scholars. So this I can find again.
Yeah, maybe if you can get the article for that.
Psych info.
Well, Psych Info is the database. It doesn't tell you.
Oh, not the journal. Yeah.
It doesn't tell you the journal.
Okay.
But Psych Info can give you the journal information.
Yeah. I didn't need that.
And then there's Psych Articles.
But
that's the one that's more recent, right?
Yeah.
From like 85.
Right. Right.
I thought the database only
had that
frame.
I thought the database only
had like. What
about
when you
didn't
have anything to do? Like you look at
articles or.
It doesn't have every single article, but Psych Articles can give you, you know, the actual articles if it's in that database. So Psych Info, it's like this, Psych Info.
When he
pretend this is Psych Info. Psych Info is like this. It covers a very wide area of references.
I couldn't say, like, just sitting down on
this dry erase.
No, it's sharpie.
Well, as you can see,
looks like there's
been some sharpie activity.
But second, I felt like it was much more due to.
So that's Psych Info. So Psych Info can give you a bunch of articles, at least references. Psych Articles.
Or, like, not
so this
really
is Psych Info. Psych Articles is like this.
Something for very long. Wasn't really that he was inattentive, because you could focus
on
the
more.
So,
yeah, he was
there
are,
so every article in Psych Articles is referenced in Psych Info, but not every article in Psych Info can give you the actual article in Psych Articles. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah.
So there's an awful lot of articles you can't get full copies of in Psych Articles.
Yeah, no, all these they have a full article I checked. Well, I made sure.
Oh,
I
all of them.
Like the PDF
you can
file,
get,
right?
I mean,
yeah.
I don't have to pay for it. I don't have to sign it.
No,
anything.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. I made sure.
Well, get it.
Yeah. And
five,
you can't use books,
like,
right?
When I think of him, I was like,
books are okay.
Well,
it depends. Book chapters might have articles that we don't need. Because
I saw some that have books, but I was like, I don't know if I should even.
But I could see why.
Not a whole book. A book chapter might have some information that would be helpful to us. I printed out something for you guys.
Really? Most of my stuff was in the middle.
Just to help you in the search. This is the abstract.
Yeah, I was just like moving things around.
So you can find keywords here. Right?
I see what you're saying.
Does any of you see Surratt during the week?
I see him coming to the library.
Or you wouldn't give him a copy too?
Yeah.
That you couldn't just stay on laptop. Each has to be, you have to be doing something.
Thank you.
What would it be?
What's that?
If he was anxious, I would have expected.
Yeah.
Fidgety and like.
Do you know who the authors were?
Yeah, it was Elisha, Cornelius, Hazemager, and Gerber.
Okay, I've never heard of them, but that sounds relevant. So can you also get the actual PDFs?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We'll develop like a little library of the articles that are relevant to the study.
Playing the game. I mean,
Did
you want to see others? Yeah, let me know. What else do you have?
It says defining and assessing individuals. What did I
Q method, organization of behavior,
but you think that
it's really infancy, early childhood. What kind of Q sort was it?
Everything that he was talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, like, and
he did.
When I think about this, I think about physics.
It is
a thing about feelings, I think about thoughts.
CCQ.
Or CCQ, sorry.
I can't see this in a 1, 2, or 3.
Yeah, it's like 12 to 36 months.
With the trunk.
Yeah, that's just too young. Yeah.
Ever.
That's like 0 to 3 year olds. And our patient's a 6 year old.
Come play with me or anything. You just like, oh, they want this.
So this is going to be the one piece.
So he didn't share anything. He didn't want to lend her or give her anything.
It's called a single piece.
He obviously had a chance to.
Child psychotherapy process.
I think
measures.
This is top 25 under.
I think it's 26 to 12 year olds.
I can't get
okay.
over with that.
What?
What
was the hypothesis?
The sharing of them is very strange. We have four just very different ideas of what this
individual child psychotherapy measures were adapted from.
I mean, I could put it in 4 or 6
range.
I would not put
in child clients and their therapists at 6 points during a 3-month period. 26 to 12-year-old children receiving treatment at a community mental health center and their therapist participating. The therapist and child
was
playing
with her.
Incredibly consistent skills, which very
consistently
telling
her
there was no significant relationship
between
the child.
I'm not thinking of giving the most literal sense.
I am.
Yeah, I know. You are. That's the difference.
And when he ever lent her anything.
What was the year that that was published?
I mean, I'm
I don't
thinking
have
this
it.
More
this
abstractly.
Was
thoughts with
okay.
What he was playing.
Yeah, that one sounds relevant.
Okay.
To
you
us.
Know.
Yeah, I agree, and I think the first
okay.
one.
Because it's 6 to 12. It's personality measures, and these are kids who were in treatment.
This one's
mm-hmm.
more.
So
yeah. But we'll need the reference of, because then we if we have the reference then we can get the article.
Okay.
Yeah, I could find
you
all
share
these again.
Anything
just
okay.
Just type in the abstract.
Yeah, you could probably just type in like a phrase.
Yeah.
And it would come up.
And I had this in my email, so.
Okay.
Because he was sharing a lot. I mean, obviously.
It's
not
much.
Cool.
It tells you better.
Maybe we should ask him
about it.
Yeah.
This one. They use the German version. Doesn't matter the language.
I don't read.
Yeah,
that.
I saw that.
No, they translate it.
They
so,
translate, but probably what that means is the actual article is in German. So if it's a foreign language article, just forget it.
Well, we're not looking at it the same thing.
They used California. Because
he was very sharing.
Yeah.
What he was doing, what he was talking about.
The German version of it.
Oh, wait. 7. Yeah, that's fine. I didn't, it just ended there. I didn't know where it would go. He didn't
okay,
it.
This is just, it's a validity study for the German version of the CCQ, so it's not helpful to us. They're just assessing the German version,
that.
Whether it's
no,
valid.
Yeah.
So let me check with these guys. Keep talking amongst yourselves. Do you see how you can?
Yeah.
Fit in here?
Yeah, but some keywords.
Tends to be
okay.
repetitive or mobile person numbers for us. Alright.
Put
that in.
So, that 32.
Yeah.
32. Things to give, lend, and share.
Yeah, sure.
What do you read? If it's own characteristics.
Do you consider that concretely or abstractly?
So
they
do
have
a process program, but I just need to figure out what.
This means that there's an exchange, sharing things, ideas. What about the first one though?
The first one.
That should keep those feelings apart.
Basically, I rated this high,
just so you don't have to
rate it this low. Because I just feel like
well, here's the rest of some disagreement.
I just, I mean, but it's similar to the last one. Like,
well, how about the common language?
No, I don't want to do that.
No, I think you should sometimes.
But that's not what we're doing.
But it might help give us some insight into how to interpret this. Yes. In that sense, it could be helpful. You just really don't like that.
It actually keeps
well, I just like
next to himself.
Is 8.
Yeah.
But what's 32?
His lens shares things. Okay, things.
See, that's different.
That is different.
It's different. But which one are we going by?
We're going by things.
Why are we going by things?
Because that's what this says.
But we're going by this one. I just don't.
That one's ambiguous, though. That's the problem with it, right? That's why there's a problem.
Okay.
This makes it unambiguous.
So we should resolve to that one.
So you want to do things? Does he
no, we're using
things?
This one, but if there's an item that's in.
I still can't put this in 1 or 3. I just can't.
One,
I
just
do not think it's one of the most things.
Like,
things that he shared a lot, like the work we were doing with Audrey. But if we're looking at this thing as like she's sharing things, he never lent her anything, he never gave her anything, he never shared what he was playing, he never shared
with
the
opportunities where it would be expected.
Yes, like when he was playing house,
yeah.
She was sitting right next to him. He could even say, hold this while I do this, but then I'm going to eat breakfast.
She didn't even look
like
she
had 2 years.
It's just like, this has been an opportunity. She's that bad.
See, that's the thing. I think there's an opportunity to share with.
He was.
Or to give, or to lend.
She played like 6 different things.
In just the interview itself.
Yeah, I tried not even 1 time.
The ball.
Yeah, because she asked.
Play catch?
Yeah, she was at. He took the ball out. He said, you want to play catch? She was like, okay. Throw it out, and you throw it, she put it back underneath the catches, so you just put it right away.
Let me tell you about.
I mean, I agree with you in the first place.
Kind of
like,
Is he not sharing?
Emotion regulation among school age children. I don't know if that.
Review?
But I mean, the guy has autism, so I know it's shit.
But if we agree on the number 8 being, what you said, number 32 being as like physical things,
yeah.
Interaction,
yeah.
Like that, should,
which one?
That, that's okay. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, as long as you'll have.
So we gotta be more different next time.
Like,
yeah.
Well, I mean, like, going through them.
Oh, you mean from where we are right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, from where you are right now.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So
not that it was.
Yeah.
No.
So, we made it over 30.
So, we solved world peace yet?
We're getting a little closer. Yeah. Do you remember when I told you I don't get sick?
You don't get sick?
Remember when I told you that the other day?
No.
It's in my head. Because remember you were like, oh, when are you going to have to
work there? I can live with that.
Oh.
I was like, oh, I didn't get sick. I take my vitamins.
Oh,
yes.
No.
I was sick all weekend.
You're
not. Really high fever.
Are you serious?
I just thought about it because.
Wow.
I was
are you all
like,
better?
House, like, miserable.
Are you all better now?
Yes, I know. I was just like, I had to pull Goodman yesterday that I don't
get sick. I told Goodman I don't get sick.
I remember one time I told my sister, because I'm usually pretty lucky.
I
was like, yeah, I don't really have that luck. And it's like a month straight.
Yeah.
It was just so crazy. I was like, I wanted to cry. I was like, better.
When you explained at the end,
I
think it was, he was looking for a piece.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
I have one more.
Okay.
You want to read?
Yeah, let me see.
Yes.
It's the emotion one.
That stressed him out.
The
yep.
Wasn't around. I remember he was doing this too.
Sure.
I think that stressed him a little bit. And I remember always like, he felt like not comfortable. But
so what are you saying?
The child
cues on
adult.
He always moved his hand.
From childhood to adult.
He was rubbing back
and
forth. That was one of the main things.
Rigidly repetitive.
Yeah. So
that was almost 89, but I
rated
it out. But now I see that as a
thing. Okay, so I'm wrong.
So you're arguing for my side is what's happening right now.
Okay, so, oh, okay, we understand. Tense become ready.
Yeah, this is a very good article. Based on
it.
If you can get that article, that'd be great.
Right.
Like the whole,
star.
Like, when you miss the piece, when the children and
but I think that I think that is a CCQ, although it's not meant. It doesn't say CCQ. Right? It sounds like the CCQ to me.
Okay. Yeah, like when I take
so
the California out, then it comes up. When I put California
out.
In, nothing really.
Most of the questions
okay.
But I guess if I could put something here.
So that's important for us to know when we're doing this lit search. Just put in Q sort, child, personality, and maybe psychotherapy.
Yeah.
See what comes up. Those kids weren't in psychotherapy, but that's all right. I'm just interested in what's been
I would move it down.
I think
this
was more personality choice.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all right.
When I was thinking, remember you said, oh, did he have chance to stress? I think he did. And I broke all of them down.
One more.
So like,
this one was like
visual.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I'm having a sort of reaction to his diagnosis, and like, I don't know. But I'm okay. But you put that in a two. Would you move it up to a three?
Yes.
Cooper recover after stress. I put it in 8, I put it in 5.
Hmm.
We just, you saw stress in this, and I did not see any stress.
I saw a lot.
You know, the kids are pretty young, but let's just pull it just to make sure, and then we can always throw it away if it doesn't, if it isn't relevant.
But this
is not, we're looking at CCQ, not CP.
Well, yeah,
I know that.
There is a CPQ though.
Oh, because right down here,
so like
I just saw this one.
CPQ.
Right, right.
Okay.
You know,
I know all the CPQ literature.
You can do it as good as when you're
I don't know the CCQ literature.
The thing so here is, I'm not saying like medical care. I'm saying it's.
We talk to each other.
Like, I just didn't see.
I have to remember.
Now, okay, how about this?
You saw it.
Why don't you be in charge of creating a master list?
Could I move it up to a 6?
How about
that? Everybody's sending
me
their articles.
How about that? They're sending you the Q sorts. Why not articles?
I know, right? Just send me everything.
Yeah.
She doesn't have anything to do with
this.
We were
saying
I think
that
would have
come
down.
Oh,
most of you. What did you say?
I
said,
are you serious?
I need to,
like,
yeah,
45. Okay.
Article.
No, like, just the way.
Yeah,
like,
so that
said
in,
like, the meat references.
I read it.
Because we want to read the whole
article.
Well,
aren't you guys going to find the full articles?
We're going to find four
articles. Yeah, send her the four articles and the references. She's going to compile a master bibliography. And she's going to create a library of these articles. How does that
sound? So if we're going by what you say, with
exactly,
the
then you'll know.
Mm-hmm. He decided not to play ball after. I mean, that's going.
Oh, there goes all our.
This was the one with the 12-month-olds.
Oh yeah, that's
not
going to work.
That's not saying cry. He just engaged in some ball activity.
Here's some fighting.
Fighting.
It's not crying.
We cry.
Yeah.
The item doesn't say cry.
I'm just having a lot of these items are.
So basically, what it's coming down to, he saw the session as stressful, and I saw the session as not stressful.
For whom?
For the child.
For the child. You saw it as not stressful. You saw it as stress.
Sometimes, yeah.
So what item are we referring to?
Basically,
39, 43, 45. Go above stress. Okay, so all the stress items. So when, how would you describe this child as the description of the indications that you see
for the stress? There was times when he was playing.
Yeah.
He was playing for a rock tree. He couldn't find a piece in the box. Oh, where's the piece? Or whatever. But he didn't stress out about that. He just let it be. You moved on to the next stage of that dialogue. So
wait, I think you said you wasn't stressed.
Yeah, I don't think he was stressed.
But you're saying he's not stressed either.
No, that he handled it.
He's saying
no,
that
I'm saying
he was
that
under stress, but he handled it.
Yeah, that there was.
I'm saying, I don't even think he was stressed.
There was opportunities to be stressed, and he handled it well. She's saying there was no opportunity.
Wait,
there were,
what,
there
are you,
many
what are you saying? That there was an opportunity to be stressed, and he wasn't? Or that he was stressed, but he handled it? Because those are different.
That there was opportunity to be stressed.
And he was
and
or wasn't?
He let it get to him. Both
of you agree that he wasn't stressed. The question is, was he given, were there opportunities available where maybe another kid in those circumstances would have been stressed?
Exactly. I feel like there was, she feel like there wasn't that.
Right. Yeah, so that's not whether he was under stress.
Yeah,
it's whether he had opportunities to get stressed.
I don't think he was stressed at all.
Well, he was a sheep.
Wait, that's different than what you just said.
But no, because you're saying that there was, you didn't see anything. Now, stress, one was the thing that he couldn't find. Two was the choke. There was a time where there was no choke. And he even went like this, but I didn't think that was really stressful. He moved on to the next thing. And the third one was the ball. He couldn't catch the ball. And that didn't really stress him out either. He just moved on to the next.
He's not playing with the ball. That's such a change. You can catch balls with the ball.
Yeah.
I don't know if
he's
engaging.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we're not playing today. The thing is I'm putting all the stress points to the child because I just, like, didn't see enough evidence. And he's putting all of the low piles. Not like, I think they're super high and he thinks they're super low or anything like that. But, like, I just don't feel like there was, like, enough stress or opportunity to be stressed in this session for it to go.
So what would it take for you to see
challenged by the therapist? Like, with the feelings, she could have pushed him more on, like, how do you feel?
What are you feeling right now?
Yeah, she was pretty much just letting me the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, and she talked a little bit about, it's like the items match what we thought we agreed,
But no, but we need to we need to talk about then what constitutes opportunity stress, because this is going to come up in all the future videos that you guys code. So we're making decisions now to be sure to improve reliability in the future. So whatever you guys decide, you know, we need to do it sooner rather than later. So you feel an opportunity to be stressed out would be if this therapist, you know, like,
really,
push
like
him
or
on
that
how he was
feeling. Yeah, or like even like try to play with him.
You know, it was like very clear that.
So this therapist gave him a wide berth.
That's what I feel like. I don't know what session, what number session this was, but I don't think she pushed him at all. There was a little bit of a
family law.
So like,
oh,
yes, I need to be different.
What do you mean push him?
Push him a little harder to get at what he was feeling.
So wait, you're saying then your basis of stress comes from somebody else and not from the environment.
But somebody else is part of the environment.
Yeah, but the environment goes to stress you out. You don't have to stress me out for me to feel stress when I'm out here.
But I feel stress out.
Yeah, what I'm saying. I feel like just because she didn't stress me out, I mean, can't be stressed.
But you have to see, you have to see what he's stressed out about in the session.
The kid was really strong on
strength.
The kid loves strength,
right? He loves
strength. There was a part where he was trying to build something. He was
trained
to love strength. Exactly.
You're 19
and he didn't have a part. And I feel like somebody that loves strength and like that doesn't have the base to make what he was trying to make.
Yeah.
He was stressed out by that. He didn't. There was another time when
he was bothered
with the date.
Exactly. He was like, you know what, let's move on to my bed.
Oh, no, okay, you're right.
There was another time when they couldn't find the
bathroom. I
don't think that's stressful, but he was looking for it. He couldn't find the therapist on his own. He didn't stress about that either. He was like, where are the markers? I can't draw my truck.
Oh, exactly.
He didn't stress about that either.
The way you just...
Oh, yeah. I'm about to start. I thought
you
were like, really? Yeah,
it's autism. Where are my markers? I need
more.
Yeah, she was in one of my classes.
So there was
no,
I'm not saying he was like that, but I'm saying like he could have had a chance to stress out.
Mm-hmm.
And
she knew she still goes to school.
He was like,
she's
in
the master's though.
How would he have demonstrated stress?
She was my best friend.
Let's say he had been stressed out.
I feel like he would have sat down or something and just disengaged.
I mean, not weird, but
I think he would just like, no, I don't want to draw anything. I don't want to do anything.
It's like, where are the markers?
Yeah, but he couldn't find them.
She was
I'm just saying, there was
there's no chance of
it. It wasn't something like I was like accessible right there at the moment. They had to look.
Yeah, no, she was doing
and
the
I'm just mentioning,
but
I just
I know she was doing
four
the
things that were like, somebody else maybe would have stressed out, but that he couldn't catch the ball. And
that's
I feel like,
and we rated each other differently.
No, I understand that, but you're saying there was no opportunities. Obviously, you realized there was a
opportunity
to stress out.
She agrees that there was one.
I agree that there was maybe one.
I just feel like if
you didn't think that was at all stressful? What about the missing?
And I already did 1 year of math.
He was told,
like, she's number, not that stresses her.
Yeah, because I think the difference is that she's waiting for the therapist to put some pressure on him, see if he stresses out or not. I feel like that's part of it, yes, but that's not all of it.
That might not be
all of it. You know, but like the way she was talking about, you know, he was just like, he was like, oh, there's a missing piece here. If this was here, then it would be like this. There's just like, there was no anxiety in his voice when he's talking about it.
I don't think he knows what he's talking about.
Really? No, he might not know.
Such an assistant.
He might not be able to say, I'm feeling angry right now.
Maybe
I just didn't think there was enough.
You thought there were other ends of the
exactly. No,
And I'm not saying that, like, there were absolutely no opportunities for stress with this child. Like, you're in therapy,
yeah,
there are opportunities for stress. But...
So she's a good experience there.
Right.
So maybe she had a job that wasn't really challenging at all.
Right.
I'm not just felt like that was one of the strong things.
Christina was like looking for her master's.
She
told my family that
she
was coming to everything.
Okay, there was no choke, there was no PC. He's just like, you know what, let's move on to the next thing. That's what I saw.
That's okay, but the question is about this opportunity.
That's what my parents
did.
They're like,
maybe we can make a rule within ourselves that opportunities are defined by what a therapist brings to the interaction. See, if we define it that way,
it's just
clarifying this a little.
But is it right?
I want you guys to see things the same way. That helps you see things the same way. It's great.
Wow.
You know, this issue has never been applied to
someone.
So,
she's a teacher. Yeah.
So, can we agree that opportunities for stress equal therapists putting pressure on the child?
When they were talking about feelings,
Or how about, I don't know, let's say the kid's wiggling all over and the therapist says, I think you should go to the bathroom.
I think this one is good because it has, you know, the personality traits and the reason it's easy to use.
Would that be giving him some stress?
That one's good.
Well, let's say he was wiggling around and
Mine.
You find out that he's been holding his urine. That's stressful,
be
right? Physiological stress, right?
I'm not fine with any of them.
I don't understand why they send emails to like people who aren't.
No, that doesn't. You're right.
I think they just have a huge compiled list. They don't go
near. Do you want to include like physical stresses? I mean, we'll never know unless he like comes in with a broken arm one day. We're not really gonna know physical. Or he says, "Did I go to the bathroom or I have a headache?" You know,
he's wiggling around.
Yeah.
Then you know.
Oh, I think it's the one I didn't see, but I put it back because it was ADHD, but now
I think we should involve the environment and the therapist. Now I wasn't looking for the other therapist.
It's part of the environment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I agree.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. And maybe I would have rated it a little bit higher. Okay. Two.
Where would you put it?
Three or four, maybe. Yeah.
Where would you put it?
Six.
So if you put it four, that's still within two.
Yeah, but I think that's
a lot.
Cool.
Lot.
Think,
that.
You know,
I just
figured
out
But I'll consider it, like, I'll think about it more next time.
Okay, well, that's
I'll think about
it more
with
this.
Yeah, therapist. Like, is she really stressing out? Really? How did he handle that?
Well, there was this one point where I thought she would have pushed him, where he's like, he's pointing to the feeling chart, and they're talking about feelings, and then she like asks him, and he goes, well, that's a hard feeling to make. Like, to show her on the facial expression, she could have been like, well, why don't we try?
Well,
yeah, but I'm thinking of what she's doing.
That's why she
didn't.
That's
not
such a
dynamic.
You're
just like, well, why don't we try?
To try?
Yeah.
No, we don't tell the patient.
Not what to do.
Well, you said try. Dance for me.
Not the same. Okay.
We don't tell patients to try. If they want to try, they can. If they don't want to, they don't have to. Now, with this kind of patient, maybe you would stretch the boundaries of psychotherapy.
You feel a lot.
Story.
But I
don't
know
what's so great
about it.
You
like,
you said it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
No,
I'm
not
saying
that.
I
don't
think
I was like,
what
are you actually
doing? I think no one else was. I was not
going to
volunteer.
No, I mean, like, during the session, I was like, I don't know why you want to know so much about me. I thought I was going to do like another
session.
Oh, you didn't
know.
Oh,
yeah.
Other sessions. She does a very nice job of tracking means stating what the patient is. Now you're going over to the dollhouse.
Yeah.
Oh, now you're being with the doll.
Yeah.
Oh, I
thought you knew that.
Oh, now you're putting together an airplane.
Yeah.
Oh, and what's the purpose of that? Just to make the child feel
understood,
but also just recognized. Like they're visible.
Yeah.
They're being noticed. That's a, most children feel really good.
That was so
weird.
I was like, okay, what do you mean? No, I just want to get
in
way.
Who was it? Oh, now you're drawing some grass. You know, that kind of like ongoing commentary can be really powerful for some kids who don't get that. So that's the therapeutic purpose.
She's scared.
I think you said pretty good.
Read these four. Which
I'm
ones?
The starred ones. Let me know if you want me to, like, you know, read into them and get the full. The other ones are kind of like super garbage, and I'm like not sure if these are
actually
the ones.
Okay, now this one is for adolescents.
And I just thought, like,
right?
I think one of the ones was for preschoolers, so I just wasn't sure. This one's 14-year-olds, and he's, that might be too young.
Too old.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So this one, diversity?
I would move it into a middle, though.
Why is a huge sample size?
Is that the one with like 234?
I think
559.
Oh,
really? You think that can be indecisive?
It's only 5, but it doesn't know any more than us.
I shot my.
I said, like, okay, I'm done with this. I want to try something else. Now let me move on.
Close the bathroom. Well, that's what.
Oh, this is intriguing. Parents completed the California Q set.
Yeah, they had a couple ones where the parents did it.
Are
they comparing the parents and the children?
No,
like the parents
or
just assess other children on it.
I mean, we're not really qualified, right?
We've been trained.
So, yeah, that one I'd like to see.
Oh, wait, you would like to see it?
Yeah.
Just highlight it.
Oh, I think I wrote that down.
He told her like 3 times.
So we're not reading these over, we're just bringing them in to
like
see
like
or
her.
What?
No, you're reading them too.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
She asked me to look at them, so I agreed to do that.
So when reading them, you
like
to provide a summary?
Yeah,
are we doing a summary on or are we just
totally
like, how long does the literature have to be?
It's not going to be that long because it's a poster. So I would say altogether maybe 2 paragraphs, the whole thing.
Okay.
2 paragraphs.
What the number, what the name is. I was not surprised. I noticed that at the end. I was like, wait. I paused and I looked at it and it was like green, red.
Yeah.
Blue, 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 and green, red. It was like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, in the city?
So they're paying like $20.
But yeah, anyways.
Oh, wow.
Okay, this one's good.
In the middle.
Is that a pencil?
Yeah. It's a mechanical pencil.
You gotta love mechanics.
It's verbally fluent and express ideas well in language. Put that as a one. Oh, come on. He's talking the whole time, telling her what he thinks. Okay, tell me what you see.
He can't talk.
He can't talk.
He couldn't hear us,
so
I don't know what this feeling is. I think I have an idea. I don't know how to read it.
You guys ever heard the term surgency?
You know
what surgeons do?
Surgeon? Yeah.
It looks like worry, but
surgency.
I don't know what it is.
I've never heard of that word before.
He expressed that idea, but I don't know.
It
sounds familiar. Maybe they meant to write urgency? I don't
that's,
know.
I'm thinking urgency, but I'll look up
I just saw it as
surgency.
Here it is again, surgency.
Surgency is a trait aspect of emotional reactivity in which a person runs towards high levels of positive affect. It has been linked to the big five personality
yeah,
traits.
It's about
oh, so they just made it up themselves.
Maybe.
And
it
caught on.
Yeah. It hasn't caught
no,
on.
No,
I haven't heard of it. Neither have you.
When I did do that, like, big five assessment.
I
think
it's a
personality class.
I'm not saying it's the most characteristic thing.
I took a personality
but it is
class
not the least characteristic.
So
okay,
I,
so those are all
check the ones, yeah. So
the
four, I think only that one I would.
That was first.
This is adolescence.
So you have four, I have four.
He got stuck.
That
that's
eight.
So
I'll be expecting eight.
Oh, so I should send you Surratt's.
Oh,
right,
Surratt's
right
like
now.
Same as. Oh, yeah, it's like two of ours. We both have,
like,
all three of us picked out that
maybe
one.
To say
but Surratt's.
But do you have the other full article?
No.
She has
it,
so.
So we're sending all of the articles to Anna?
Yep.
Do I put down, like, who gave me what?
Sure.
No, I mean, if you want to,
that was
I don't really care. But
a little bit of like issues. Autumn gave me this one on this day.
That's not cool.
You're going to see you too, or you're just
he one.
He's a business
in the okay, I guess.
I don't know if I understand the article.
I mean, in the articles, they usually break it down and everything. It's just the abstract is like.
What's your email address?
ANNA.
R-I-V-E.
So no dots?
210. Oh, no. You want my LAU one?
It doesn't matter. Whatever. Whatever
yeah, that one goes straight to home. For some reason, the LAU one.
Oh, ANNANARIVERA 210?
Yeah. At Gmail.
Okay.
And then watch it appear.
Watch it appear.
I put it in Fortnite. There you go.
Yeah.
Where
this one is should
hold on.
Should not change.
Well,
when he is the way he is.
There it is. I didn't hear anything, but there it is.
It is silent.
It's
silent.
Silent.
We're in
school.
School.
Oh, okay. Oh boy.
I mean, the way I speak.
So, dude. We have your email, right?
Well,
thing.
What if you're
Anna Rivera 210 at Gmail.
Okay, yeah.
Pretty
simple.
Huh?
Pretty
simple. What's the 210? Is that your birthday?
No. Not that you're born.
Just random 2.
I'm not trying to argue.
210.
I also had a really stressful day.
Oh, okay.
21 is my favorite number.
But,
so I, probably,
yeah.
I think I probably got that in 0.
The reason
okay.
Why
I probably already got in at 21.
All right.
I'm feeling anxious.
My sister asked me the other day.
And
like meant something
time.
Significant. And I was just like,
yeah,
like,
you're right. It's in here.
February 10th.
Thanks.
And,
all right.
You
guys all set?
Yeah.
All right, so keep going. I think we're making good progress. These are some good articles.
Okay, yeah. I was really nervous because I couldn't
move on. No, no. It's all right.
Okay.
So, how are these two guys doing?
We have a question about
verbal fluency. Yes. Okay, that means being able to talk freely and fluently and understand what you're saying. Yes.
I put it as a 1.
You put it as a 1, I put it as a 6.
I had it as a rescue week.
You put it as a 1?
No,
not a
bad.
You put it as a 1?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you right now, I know this kid really, really well. I don't know this particular video, but I know this kid. 1 is not right.
I thought it was about 25, maybe 3.
You put a bottom 5.
Yeah, because I didn't think
it's not bottom 5. This kid, just unless he had a really bad day, this kid talks very well. He's very fluent. He might not be able to express his feelings, but he's very verbally fluent. Just in general, this kid. I know this kid really well. So I think 1 is way off. And you put in 6. I would be surprised if 6 were correct.
So I don't understand what verbally fluent is.
You put
I originally
it.
Had it in a 7 and it went down to a 6. Just
what, before
the way the cards fell.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Yeah, I mean, this kid.
I don't want to
he's
say
not
about
mute.
But
a mute kid would be 1.
What does that mean, fluent? I don't understand what that means.
Fluent, like, if you're fluent in Spanish, what does that mean?
Well,
you're fluent in Spanish.
But I don't slur my words in Spanish. Sometimes I didn't understand what he was saying. There was other times where he got stuck trying to tell.
No, I know. He has a very interesting way of speaking. Kind of like,
so how is that fluent?
Fluency is more like being able to convey your thoughts in words. He can do that. His pronunciations might not be great.
Exactly. That's what I was
saying. He might have it's not stuttering, but it's like a halting way of speaking.
Yeah.
It halts.
Yeah.
In the middle of sentences.
Exactly.
It's weird.
Yes.
I got that.
Yeah.
But he's fluent in the sense that if you talk to this kid, he's sharing something, you understand him.
No, I understood him. What
that's
he was
fluency.
Trying to say.
But
I didn't know that's so fluency.
Yeah, okay.
He's
yeah.
slurring his words.
No, that's
he's taking good. His time to say because he's like stuck on what he's trying to say.
Right.
So that's not fluent. Fluent to me is something like he does it really nice, you know, really nice. Like, it was choppy, it was slurry. That's
right.
Why I looked at it that way.
Right. Well, let's define it as being able to convey his thoughts to another person. Okay. That's how you define it, right?
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying. But I think there's probably another item that would capture more of the pronunciation or something, is there?
Off the top of my head, I'm not sure. I was also looking at it developmentally.
Yeah.
You know, for a 6-year-old,
right.
I thought he was very good at fluency. He was very good with fluency.
Yeah.
But, like, I also, like, you know, like, a lot of 6-year-olds can't pronounce things, right? I mean, like, I know he's got a diagnosis, but.
Yeah. So, okay, I have to agree with Julie on this. Not having seen the video, I agree.
Yeah.
I know this kid really well.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of his videos. All right. How far did you get?
Maybe halfway through our list.
Halfway. Yeah.
But I feel like we addressed some of the major like issues.
Yeah.
So that it might be clearer next time.
You guys maybe continue the conversation on the phone like tomorrow or something.
Do you have a thing going?
Or Skype or something.
Yeah.
All right,
I'll
tell you when we'll set that up. It'd be great if you guys could get through all the items we were describing tomorrow before you get unleashed on another video.
Yeah.
Another unsuspected video.
Yeah.
So I'll give you guys now means and mics to do for next week.
Okay.
And then should I give you one more in addition? You feel that confident?
I don't feel that confident even a little bit, but I'm anxious.
I feel it. You're stressed, are you?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Stressed
he was like, what does anxiety look like for you? I was like, what does anxiety look like for me?
It's fine.
You should just look in the mirror every day.
Why? Why are you so anxious?
He told me, maybe you should calm down a little. Like,
thanks. No, I said you should breathe a little bit.
Yeah, thanks. I didn't think of that one. All right. Good work.
Yes.
All right. So you guys are going to find a time to talk tomorrow.
Or before.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And then so Don't start coding the next video until you guys have talked.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. When do you hear from Brooklyn College?
Not yet. Still some my transcript gotta be. Never received one transcript.
Oh, okay. All right.
Four different schools.
You applied at four.